like to call to order the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District meeting on April 22nd. Roll call. Invocation.
Could everyone please stand? Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer. Guide us as we make decisions that will affect the residents and staff and their family. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents and employees in the community and their family and friends. We remember the people of Sri Lanka this Easter season and pray you bring peace to their area and its citizens. Comfort the victims of the bombings. We ask that you watch over and guide the nation and bless it to bring the peace we desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision making. Also protect the military and the first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray, amen. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Jack Hammer.
Here.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
Joe Crisco.
Here.
And Cherie Morris, district manager, is also
present. We will rearrange the agenda because we have somebody here to speak to us about the health care benefits, and I'll turn it over to Keith to introduce and carry on with that.
Yes, we are. Later on, I will be talking a little more about the insurance, but I wanted Diane Lanford here today. She's our agent. Her and Karen Foote have been working, and I've been working hard on finding the best policy for our employees. And so we've done a little upgrading, and Diane's going to go over it here a little bit on the board. I hope you can see it. If not, maybe she can make it a little bigger.
No, I can't.
But basically what we're doing here is we have two plans. We have a platinum and a silver now, and we're going to take the platinum and leave it alone because it's a nice policy, but we're moving the silver up to a gold plan. And now Diane will explain that. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Diane. You have to use a microphone. We can't hear you.
Oh, you want me to use the mic?
Give her that one. There's a handheld.
Going to a primary care, $20, specialist is $40, urgent care $40, and so on and so forth. So you can see it has flat copays. Your silver, on the other hand, has a $2,000 deductible, 50% coinsurance, and $5,500 maximum out of pocket. But if you look at the copays, you can see you only get the first four visits to your primary care at $35. Anything after that You have to meet your deductible first of $2,000, and then you'd pay 50% of that doctor visit. Again, with the specialist and the urgent care, and everything else, you have to meet your deductible first, the emergency room, diagnostic testing, any type of imaging that you do, you have to meet that deductible first, and then you'd pay 50% of the bill. So what we are proposing is keeping the platinum plan available, but changing the silver to the gold. The gold plan has a $750 deductible, 20% co-insurance, $7,400 maximum out of pocket. But the co-pays are flat co-pays, and they're a lot less. $25 as opposed to $35 with only the four visits on the silver, and then $25 primary care, $45 is the specialist. They're all set co-pays. Basically, just like your platinum plan. On this gold plan, you also have zero for labs, and 20% after the deductible for any type of radiation, chemotherapy, any type of specialty drugs. So it is a much better plan. You know when you're going to the doctor or to the hospital, you know pretty much what you're gonna pay because it's a flat copay. Okay? And what you're looking at, where the numbers are bolded, that's what that person had chosen. And I think we are doing...
It didn't come through. Here, just a second.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay. Well, basically, this is the bottom line.
And was it 64?
Yeah.
67?
Yeah.
You can... The top line is the cost of the insurance. Now, the first insurance, they would pick which they wanted, the platinum or the silver, and we'd pay a portion of that and whatever. But when we did, well, the number there is $6,400 is how much it's going to cost a month to pay what they chose. Over here, you can see. I was just thinking, and this is the number I told him, I says, to make everybody even, we'll just take the numbers on the gold plan, and then if, that way we can pay everybody the same quality. If they want to upgrade from that, they can. That's going to cost $6,700, almost $6,800. But that is a month.
That's monthly.
That's for 11. That's for 11 employees. 11 employees.
Okay, so what you're
Yeah.
You're looking at
basically $650 a month. And now, why don't you tell them about the dental and the eye right below that?
Oh.
That's not up here. The dental, we pay for 100% of the dental, and that's a month. The monthly premium is that's a monthly premium for all 11 employees. And that pays the dental and the vision. We kept the vision one, right? But we changed the dental.
The dental and the vision are switched, going from Solstice Dental, which is a HMO plan, moving that over to Guardian, which is a PPO dental plan, and then keeping the vision with Guardian also then.
Could you tell why the dental now is much better than it was before?
The dental is much better if you're going to go with Guardian, because Guardian is a PPO. It's a larger network, so they shouldn't have any problems finding a dentist, and that was the problem that they were having with Solstice, is because it was an HMO, they were having a hard time finding a dentist that would accept that plan. So moving to a PPO, they're going to get better coverage, they're going to have more dentists in the network.
Okay. Now, just move it over there so they can see the annual premium at the bottom, right there. Now, the annual premium on our, well, if we kept what we had, it'd be $82,300 for the year for the old plan. The new one's about $4,000 more for the whole year, but we get much better coverage. And the budget I proposed last time, we have $87,300 in the budget. So we can cover these costs, either one. And I just think our big problem, from what Sri was saying before, is our people never took it, never used it, because if you look at that silver plan, it's like, I'm insuring myself for the first 6 months, you know. And so with our people, so we were trying to find something better. And so that's what we did to there. Now, as you can see down there below, the 4.85%, that's what the increase in cost is going to be, a little less than 5%. You know, to give them the better plan, and a year later, so when costs have gone up.
Can you go back up to the top number?
Sure. You want to go all the way up to the top?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the question. How's that? So, so basically, what Keith or the board is proposing is having everybody take the gold plan, buy up to the platinum if they like, but they have really good coverage with the gold plan.
So we're going to pay 100% of the gold plan for every employee, and if they wish to go with the platinum, then they pay the difference?
That's
correct. Well, no, basically we haven't decided that yet. I just gave you the numbers if we decide to do 100%.
But the numbers you're showing now is at 100%?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, and the dental and vision, are we also paying 100% of that?
We always have.
And we still are, correct?
Yes.
This proposal is covering everybody at 100% on the gold. And like I said, they would have to buy up if they wanted to go with the platinum.
Or a family plan.
Or a family plan, that's correct.
We're just paying
any dependent. And then the dental, still paying 100% for the dental and the vision, but just getting a better plan.
Right now, the board is paying 60% and 40%. We will have to vote on that. I'm just giving the proposal for the 100. And I did work it out. If you can, the average cost to an employee is about $660 a month for their policy. If every 10% we take off, they would have to put $66 towards the plan. If they pay 40, that means every month they're going to be paying $240 towards their plan, which to what we pay and what some of our people, they say, I'm young, I'm just not going to get it, you know. But we ran into trouble, Cherie, we ran into trouble this year because people weren't having insurance, they weren't going to, and we didn't have sick people. But we can talk about the amount we're going to pay later. I just want to make sure we approve the gold plan as the plan we're going to offer. We'll talk about how much we're going to present it in another board meeting. Okay? Is that okay? If anybody wants to ask, please use the microphone.
Can I ask another question?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
On the paper that we have and you're looking at, are you telling me that the employees that are listed under the platinum have already made that selection?
That's what they made this year. The first section, she distinguishes the ones in the darker print numbers up there. That's what last year they could choose a silver or a platinum, and then we would pay a percentage of that. I just thought this year what we would do, just get everybody the gold one, which is a decent plan, and then go up. But yeah, that's what they're budgeted on.
Okay, so
but we didn't spend 80. We did not spend $82,000 last year because we had people that just dropped out.
Well, we know what happened last year. Okay, but again, have the employees made a choice yet? No. Okay, so we don't know how many will take the platinum or the gold. Okay.
But keep in mind, they would pay up to the platinum.
We'd only be paying the gold part. Any other questions?
Yeah, Bruce Crabb. Oops, not on. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Back up to the top. What was the difference in the out-of-pocket expense for the total for the difference in the two plans?
The maximum out-of-pocket for the platinum plan is $1,800. For the silver plan is $5,500. And again, then the gold plan is $7,400. So it's a larger maximum out-of-pocket, but the deductible is much smaller, and most people need to meet their deductible. And they never meet that deductible, so the maximum out of pocket never comes into play. The only time somebody's really going to meet that maximum out of pocket is if they have extensive medical care. Maybe they've been diagnosed with cancer and they're going through chemotherapy or something like that. And then they're looking at a much higher bill and they're thankful for the $7,400 and they're looking at, you know, six figures in medical bills.
By putting that maximum out of pocket a little bit higher, we were able to keep the deductibles a little smaller and yet the price down. That's one place, that was the least used part of the whole plan, so we thought, we'll push it up there so we can keep the other costs down. Any other questions? Bob?
Give more in benefits, I mean a pay increase, because benefits are an important part for everybody.
I'm not sure I got the answer. Well, but to me it seems like in the world we live in today, there was a time you could pay 100%, but I'm not sure you can afford to do that today. I mean, you think if we were to charge our employees $50 a week, $200 a month, and give them this plan, that's kind of it's a dollar, a little over a dollar an hour. So I think we need to consider something where there is a charge for the employee.
And that's what we'll talk about, the percentage. I'm just showing what we budgeted enough for 100 because that's what we might. But the thing is, it is a dollar. The 40% that they pay now is basically a dollar 50 an hour.
Okay, so my last question then I'll leave you is that the total cost, because I couldn't see it back there, for the best program down to the worst program is how much?
Well, we don't have a total cost for the best or the worst. What we have is a total cost of either keeping the plan we have last year, which is at $82,000 there, or the plan where we buy 100% of the gold, which is $86,000.
We didn't have a Cadillac last year?
We had the platinum, but we didn't pay. They had to upgrade, and they would pay for the stuff too, yeah. But we didn't, I don't know what the total.
So gold is above platinum?
No. And about about two people ended up having, or if that, had the silver plan because, and it would cost less than this, and they just because they couldn't afford it, and when they did go, they had to pay as much as, you know, and that's why we went to the better plan.
I think one of the things you're going to find out with our employees is that I heard something about four doctor visits a year.
Yeah.
And most of these people that we have working. money would take, and whatever was saved between the A program and the B program and the C, we took that money and put it into a pool. So if we didn't use it this year, it stayed in that pool. So if we ever had an employee who had to use part of that, we just said, we're going to make you only use the $1,800 deductible, and we'll pull the money out of our pool. So we could offer them the best program and still not spend the money, follow what I'm saying. And this program is only for the employees, nothing for families.
We are only insuring the employees whatever amount they want. If they want to upgrade to a platinum or a family plan, then they would have to pay the difference.
And we have no employees that went for the family.
Yes.
We did.
We have one.
Yes.
And that's where the cost really escalated.
But we don't pay for it.
I understand it doesn't, but if you're an employee, that's $660 probably doubles.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So I would just like to say that for myself, I'm a whole different entity, really. But I'm thinking of mostly for the grounds crew. If they don't have something that is comprehensive for them financially, they're just not going to use it, and that's the bottom line. We can offer any plan, but if they're not going to pay for it, it's really useless. So I would like everybody to keep that in mind when deciding what is available or what is presented to them. We have a guy now who he has gallstones. He needs his gallbladder out. He can't do it. He doesn't have insurance. He chooses not to because he has child support and he can't afford it. And this is the reality of it all. We have another young man who's supporting his dad. You know, this, we really have to think of the reality of the situations of everybody. So I just want y'all to keep that in mind. You know, if you're saving money, if you think you're saving money, however, if they're not going to use the plan, it's really worthless.
And kind of answer Bob's question, like I said, I'm not in the business too much, but looking around at all the people that are looking for employees, I think one of the things that we decided and we talked about is employees are really looking for companies that do 100% of some of the benefits. So they don't, it's just an extra benefit. And with employees getting a little harder to get, I know we had to raise our base pay in order to find anybody. And I don't think the economy seems to be doing, I think wages are going to be going up too for us to, and maybe we won't have to raise them so much if we have a good benefit package too that they can look at. Any other questions? We're just going to vote on whether to take, not what we're paying, we're just going to vote on should we do go ahead and go up to the gold plan from the silver plan.
The gold and the platinum.
Yeah, golden plan.
And then I'm going to vote later on.
On the amount, the percentage we're paying. We are just voting. The board is just going to vote, let's go with the gold plan instead of the silver, or let's keep the silver plan, whatever. I don't remember if they reviewed them, but I've been talking with Sheree a little bit, and she's basically looking for more coverage with less deduction, and that's what the goal is.
That's kind of basically in a perfect world, but as far as how often do they use the benefits if they go where this higher plan, there are some...
You mean with the platinum? Or with the silver, what they had last year?
They dropped it. So is there a chance that if we're paying 100% for coverage and they don't like it?
They'll take it if we pay 100%, but we got to decide what kind of incentive. But the thing is, when we were paying, you know, they would even take the other one, the silver one, we were paying 100%. But I tell you what, with some of the deductibles they had to pay, they would be thinking twice. Because you had to pay a $2,000 out of the pocket on your fifth visit before you could get 50% off of it, or otherwise you'd be paying the whole thing.
I think it's a nice idea. for our coverage, and I think that's predominantly all the businesses. The employees do pay for something.
Yeah, they. In the, I know up to 4 years, up until three or four years ago, most all companies were doing that. But more companies are going back to the 100%. But I'm not just saying, we'll look at that later when I got my numbers more.
So, what you're saying, we pay 100%?
No.
Name and address.
My name is Paul Dyer. I live at 291 Chesapeake Circle. And I'm trying to understand this with the insurance. The grounds crew, how much do they make an hour that they cannot afford the insurance? I mean, they're paying, so how much is the grounds guy? What was paying?
They make 14, what?
No, the average is about $12 per hour. Well, everyone has their own certain situation. They have their own issues. Like I had mentioned, we have child support directly taken out of one employee. We have another one who's supporting his father. Another one has three children still that he, you know, he's married and has three kids. Everyone has their own little situations. So how they manage their money is up to them. Sure. Sure.
And they were paying 40% of it last year, and they're going, that's too much, come out of my budget.
Well, they all dropped it. They didn't. They opted not to have insurance at all.
Or they come to work sick and then give everybody else illness.
I think on my behalf, I want to see the guys stay. I like having this. It costs more money to keep switching out employees. If a comprehensive package, I don't have the answer. Of course, it's up to the board. But if we offer them a comprehensive package, we're going to keep the employees. And that's what we want. We have a few that are ready to retire. But we have several young employees that I hope to get 20 years plus out of them. You know, that's how I look at it. Trying to be practical. So that's all I have to say.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I hate to tell you this, but I've said it several times. Oh, just start complaining, folks. The year we did the budget committee was the first year we started having our employees pay 10%. 3 months later, we gave them all a 30-cent raise an hour to cover it. We gained nothing. Then it went to 20%, it went to 30%, it went to 40%, and everybody dropped it. They couldn't afford it. We used to keep our employees for years because we offered them good health care. My opinion is we should offer them 100% health care. With all the money we have wasted in this park, what's an extra $4,000 or $5,000 to keep our employees happy? Now, maybe I'm stupid, but that's the way I look at it. I ran a business and gave my employees 100% health care, and I think we should do the same thing.
We can vote on this later. Was there any more questions on the insurance? All we're voting on tonight is whether to change the silver to the gold plan.
Okay.
Not what percentage we're paying. We're going to have to discuss that later.
Right,
I'm
but
you
want a motion to accept the platinum and the gold as it stands at this point?
The last two columns, yes.
I'll make a motion to accept those two plans to be offered to the employees.
Second?
Eloise seconded. Any discussion from the board?
I would just say that even with those two plans, they do have upgrades with those plans too.
Any discussion from the public? Looks like we're ready for the question. All in favor of offering the platinum and the gold in terms of the renewal insurance plan, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you, Diane, for your presentation.
Yeah, thank you.
Under chairman announcements, we have a couple of action items that we need to deal with. We finally have arrived at the ACC documents. If you remember from previous meetings, one of my tasks as a board member was to go through deed restrictions, policies and procedures, rules and regulations, and bylaws, and ACC rules and regulations. Jim Gahan is the chairman, and he was directed to stay in touch with me so that we could work these through too. And I'm happy to say that we're at the point of getting all of those done. Now, the board got copies of those documents, and with it I sent a statement of what things were changed in those documents, and there weren't a lot of things that were added. For example, document 3 to remove a home and document 4 to install a new home, there were no changes. It was in the document for rules and regulations that there was a change being the days of the meetings, or the hours of the meetings, I should say. And in the second paragraph, there was pretty much a revision of what an owner in good standing meant. And on page 2 of rules and regulations, there were 2 points made about carports. I think one was in there and one was new. And on page 3 of rules and regs, the top page entire paragraph titled sheds had been revised. And near the bottom, the section called colors has been revised. In document 2 for renovating a home, the application fee sentence and 3 lines following were revised. And in this next section near the end of the paragraph, it inserted, or as noted on engineering survey, was added. Board members, I think we should probably go one by one. On the rules and regs, any questions that you have? Any questions from the audience?
They have no copies.
Oh. Okay.
You want to read the change?
Gotcha.
You just want to read that change? Yeah, we've kind of reviewed it and stuff, but if we had, I think we'll, what you're right, Bob, is just to ask if we have any questions or would we like to see any changes, the board, and then put it out and then they copy out so people can read it.
Okay. Item two, or document two, renovate home exterior and or property. Any questions or comments? What?
From the trustees.
From the trustees, right. So this would be tabled for a vote the next meeting so that you will have an opportunity to read them in the glass case, I guess. Okay? Yes.
People, you need to use the microphone. But I would suggest, I can't see why we couldn't put them on the website as unapproved, so
people can
pull them up.
We can post them in the bulletin boards.
What?
We can post them on the bulletin boards.
The whole, all the pages?
The corrections.
Where the changes are.
Or excuse me, the changes.
I mean, because people really don't kind of want to stand out there and just look at it. They would like to have a piece of paper in front of them to make notes on.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, back to square one. The first change on the rules and regs. Meeting scheduled twice monthly on first and third Tuesday at 10 a.m. Applications must be received in the district office on the Tuesday prior to the next scheduled ACC meeting. Owner in good standing. In order to be considered for approval of an application, all applicants must be in good standing and in compliance with all deed restriction, rules and regulations of the park, and must have no outstanding violations against said property, unless the application is to correct a violation. Okay? On page two, under the section carports near the bottom of the page, all existing carports must be maintained or replaced if damaged or destroyed. New or replacement carports must comply to current Palm Bay building codes. Sheds must be on a proper foundation and have a skirting and tie downs and be placed adjacent to the unit. If unable to be adjacent to the mobile due to the City of Palm Bay regulations, the shed must be placed a minimum of 10 feet from unit as long as shed conforms to all setbacks. Shed siding color must match the mobile unit colors. Skirting must be installed within 30 days after shed placement. Must apply to the ACC for approval before installation and comply with the City of Palm Bay restrictions/permits. All sheds not using vinyl skirting must use a hand hardware cloth or wire mesh not to exceed 1/2 inch openings in size behind the block or brick to keep unwanted animals from under shed. A maximum size of a new shed is not to exceed 240 square feet. All Rubbermaid type storage units must be backed up to your unit and tied down. Colors, units, add-ons, and sheds being painted or resided must conform to the aesthetic value of the community. There will be a copy of acceptable colors kept at the district office. If you choose one of these colors, you may paint or something is, you may paint or reside without approval of the ACC. That's an of there that slipped by the editor. And then it should probably say, if the color you like is not on the approved list, you must obtain approval from the district manager before you proceed. Change by trustee committee vote on 5/22/17. Are we ready to vote on that?
Yes.
What about renovation of a home on document two?
Well, he's only doing document.
The rules and regs. This was only that section right now.
I'll make a motion to accept the changes with corrections, as noted on page three.
I'll make a motion to accept the corrections and changes as noted, especially on page three, which we just noted, to the rules and regulations in part one.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comment from the trustees? Any comment from the audience? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in favor of the document as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign? Okay. Now to section or document two, to renovate a home. The application fee is $10, no fee for any landscaping improvements. In order to be considered for an application, each applicant must be in good standing and compliance with all deed restrictions and rules and regulations of the park. Applicant must have no outstanding violations against said property unless application is to correct violation. The next item for correction is in the middle paragraph there, near the end where it says construction and or planting are not permitted in easements or setbacks or as noted on engineering survey. That looks like the only corrections in that document. Await a motion.
I so move that we approve.
Is there a second?
Sure, second.
Okay, moved and second. Any questions or comments from the audience?
Name. Oh.
She was just saying that. In response to that, the audience doesn't vote, only the Board of Trustees votes. You have the opportunity for questions and input into the discussion, okay? All right.
Bob Kerr, 382 Holiday Park. My question is, when you began that statement, you said for any renovations or work on your home, am I correct?
Oh God, let's go back.
Isn't that how
No. Renovating home or exterior and or property is the title.
Okay, so renovations to your home or the exterior of your home, I'm going to assume. Okay. There's no one in this park that's required to get any kind of permit for their home. The only thing that's required is a permit for your addition. Your home is a mobile home. Home Bay does not require a permit for a mobile home because it's no different if I had a trailer in there. Trailers fit underneath the same thing. So I think you need to study that wording a little bit. You do need a permit the minute you have a carport or a shed attached to it. I can put any window in that I want. I can side it. You guys might tell me what color I can do, but there's no permit required for it. So I don't know how we can require a permit if Palm Bay doesn't require a permit.
We're not asking.
Jim, do you want to address that at all?
Jim Mahan, 464 Upper Holiday Park. I'm the chairman of the ACC, and the main reason for that document is to put cover liability for the park. If you get hurt or something, the top of your property falls and gets hurt, they can sue the park. So that's the main reason for that document.
Okay.
So I don't think the liability is a waiver.
Maybe I can help, Bob. I'm reading this, and the second requirement down must have a city building permit as or if required.
Are we ready to vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. And 3 and 4 had no changes, but why don't we just put those two in a lump and approve, because there might have been some grammar correction or spelling.
I move that we approve document 3 and 4 with any grammatical corrections that might have been the way they are.
Is there a second?
Second.
You can speak, right, guys? Come on.
There are 9 people on this board, right?
All right, let's call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, like sign. Thanks, Jim, for your work in getting that segment of our documents on the computer. Now they can get sent and they'll be up to date, hopefully. Item B, I don't know if Jean is chairing an anniversary committee or just planting seeds. But anyway, she recommended that the park order a new bench in honor of the 50th anniversary, which will be celebrated next year. And the fee to add this bench is $563. Is there a motion to accept this?
I make a motion that we purchase a bench for the 50th anniversary.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, Barb.
Hallelujah.
It moved and seconded that we proceed to order this park bench, the price of $563. Public comment.
I have a question for the public.
Okay.
Where are we thinking of putting it?
He wanted to know where we're thinking
of
putting it.
And also, what you were going to put on, have you discussed that or not? Okay. So we're just voting on the bench, not the wording tonight. We could maybe have a contest, right? Oh,
God.
Do we have any other comments? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor of proceeding to order the bench for the 50th anniversary, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay. The next one talked about a couple of audit recommendations. And you see what action has been taken on the agenda, where it says the bookkeeper has contacted the CPA firm to get instruction for the proper accounting method. That's underway. And I forget, Cherie, what is our bookkeeper name?
Allison Becca. We're still waiting to hear back from her. We probably send an email every other day. She's not very good at returning any kind of correspondence at this time.
Yeah, we also know it's April 22nd, one week after April 15th, which she probably would be. I'm hoping
sure.
that she gets back to us pretty quick.
Sure,
now.
I can understand that.
Okay, but that's just the information that they're taking steps to correct those things. And number two, I felt like the kid who went to school and asked a question about penguins, and his mom asked him when he got home, what did he learn? And he said, more than I wanted to know about penguins. But I learned more about this one because Lori pulled time cards and showed me that they have been double signed ever since they have been in the office here. So that was taken care of already. So that one is finished. Number D, I put on there just for information. We had some discussion about the application credit and background check last meeting. And there was a difference of opinion, as there often is, and there wasn't any resolution to change that course of action. And as we talked about it more, we thought that its value is there because it may very well act as a deterrent. There was concern about pedophile and all sorts of other type that we wouldn't want to have as our neighbor. And we felt that this might nip that in the bud before they even took any other steps. If they knew this was going to happen, they may not want to move into Holiday Park. But we're still, for the moment, going to take this action, and we'll continue until we get other direction.
The only thing I would make a comment on that is, it's good information for the park office to know if there might be a problem sometime down the road. I don't know how much we can do to stop people, other than, like you say, be a deterrent, but to really take a legal action against them, like, I don't know how much we could do that way, but it is a good thing to know and have that knowledge, I think.
I have a question.
Yes.
I can see doing the background check. Why do we have to do their financial? Really, that's none of our business, is it?
I think, Cherie, am I right? They all come as a group?
We pay the same amount. So we might as well get both of them. No one sees it. It's personal. It stays in the file. So it's we have to abide by the, like you would at the doctors, like the HIPAA. So we do keep it on file. And again, it's the same price. So it's just good knowledge to have. We don't use the criteria to approve or disapprove an applicant.
The only reason I say is because we had several
okay.
people.
I think if you apply anywhere, no matter where you, if it's another community, whether it be an apartment, everybody does the check. And actually $100 or $50 per person is very, very reasonable. Most places are charging $150 per person. So we were charging, $25. So we did raise it a little bit, and it does cover the fee, and also there's a little bit extra.
Does it give a credit score?
It does. $50 per applicant.
Okay. A couple of other items under the chairman's report. The Green Space Committee, we're going to try to get a focus and get some members. I have one member, Teresa Grimes, but we're also looking for more people to serve on that committee. I don't want to review all the pooper scooper and all that arguments that we had in previous meetings. That's still too fresh in my mind. So we'll skip all of that. But I think, as chairman, I said when I talked with Teresa, that I think the first thing is that we really want to sharpen our focus as to what we're aiming to accomplish and not be scattered all over the park. So we'll work on that. If we have any people who are interested in sharing some of their time and their ideas, please see me after the meeting. For benefit of the board, we have a district manager review coming up, and what I would ask you to get to me your evaluation by May 10th so that we have compilation ready for the May 13th meeting. And if you, wrong folder. Well, anyway, there's about a 5-page document in the board book which describes the job description of the district manager. I don't expect you to have an evaluation or a comment on every item in her district manager job description. But I would like for you to at least probably make a comment that would be relevant to section 1, section 2, section 3. And as I did when we had this review in March, I said I have not had any contact with the district manager in her function as payroll person. There are some things we just don't have. Keith would probably be the more likely one to have that kind of relationship because of his treasurer's role. But I would like you to respond to as many of those as you can. And then I will try to quantify that and give us a full compilation. So if you get that to me by May 10th, I'd appreciate it. And we'll get it to the public May 13th. One other thing that's related to calendars, I would ask the board, since previous time we had a recommendation or resolution to skip July and August meetings, I would like to rescind that and instead say, let's meet in July and August, the first meeting of the month. And I marked those dates, but I probably won't find that either. July would be the 8th, and August would be the 12th. And we'll vote on that at the May 13th meeting.
Could I make a comment on that?
Yes.
The first meeting is a regular meeting, and we're required to be at those meetings. If we miss very many of them, we could be removed from the board. However, we are not required to meet on the second or the third Tuesday or Monday because it's a workshop meeting, and they wouldn't count against us if we missed that meeting. That's why I would like it to be in the first, might be the third. I just throwing that out.
I think it'd be the fourth. The fourth,
the fourth
Monday?
Second and fourth,
second,
yeah.
And fourth. Okay. With that information, board, check your schedules and we'll vote on that in May, at our May meeting.
Okay.
Any other comment?
Yes.
Heloise?
We discussed this same thing last year. The only problem I have with meetings in the summer, I will refuse to vote on any major proposal in July and August. Our snowbirds are not here, and I think they deserve the input on anything that's major. We can meet for information, but not. I won't vote on anything.
The other side of that coin is that, as you look, we have two new people, three new people, and another waiting in the wings tonight. I think it would be good for the board to learn to work together and no time like the present to get at that task. That's my reasoning for asking to change the vacation days of July and August, that we would meet. And I don't, doesn't make any difference to me if it's the second Monday or the fourth Monday, but that we're touching base. Okay. I think we're ready for a motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 8th.
Oh, sure. I move to approve the minutes of April 8th.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Barb, okay. Any comment, any discussion from the trustees? Any public comment? If not, call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. We are rounding out our board. We have a application from Paul Diamond, and you heard him speak a little earlier. I'll read his request to be considered. My name is Paul Diamond, and I have lived here since September 1st of 1918, yeah. 2018. I retired from NYS Department of Corrections after 29 years of service. I have been a landlord for over 15 years. I owned and operated my own landscaping and driveway sealing business for over 10 years. I believe I can be an asset to Holiday Park. Motion to approve. Paul, do you want to step to the mic in case we have some questions for you? Let's get the motion and the second in order, and then we can have discussion. Is there a motion to accept his application to be a trustee?
I make a motion to accept his application as trustee.
Moved by Barb and seconded by?
It's Gaston.
Gaston. Okay. Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the board members?
I have one.
Right here, Joanne.
Yeah. You said you've been a landlord for 15 years. Are you still?
Yes, I still am. I have a property in New York.
Is that going to require you to go up there frequently, or not at all, or?
I do have to go back to see my grandkids, but the property has been self-maintained. I have no issue with the properties.
Okay. And how did you come to find Holiday Park?
I moved to Florida about 8 years ago. I moved my mom to Melbourne into a condo and found this place after looking around. So she lived closer to me, and now I'm living closer to her.
Any other questions?
Just real quick, what do you like about Holiday Park?
What I love is the people here are very neighborly. When there's a problem, my mom's had a few health issues, and the neighbors were all right there to look out for her. I met Carol and Gaston. When I wasn't living here, they took good care of my mom, Sue, who lives over here. My mom was the one, if anybody heard, she was the one that rode her scooter into the pond. I know she's going to hit me when we get home.
So basically a good neighbor and a good community.
Yes.
I just have one question. Why in the world do you want this job? going to break my arm.
My hands were sweaty. I was a little nervous back there, and I was looking at the exit doors thinking, run. But I was taught to never stand down from a fight, so here I am.
Any other questions? Audience?
I can hear you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Paul, are you a Florida resident?
Yes.
And are you very familiar with the Sunshine Law?
I've heard a little bit about it each day. So I'm not totally familiar with it until I get the rules and regulations to follow.
Any other questions? Call the question. All in favor of accepting Paul Diamond as a trustee, say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign.
You'll be sorry.
I'm heeding those words.
Have
you're
a
not,
seat.
No, you don't get to go back.
Stay right there and answer. The secretary will.
You're going to get sworn in, and then you can take your seat at the dais here.
Okay.
Okay. You're on. Okay.
Do I have to sit next to him?
Raise your right hand.
All right.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution of the government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
And I am duly qualified.
To hold office.
To hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well.
And I will well.
And faithfully.
And faithfully.
Perform the duties of.
Perform the duties of.
Trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Trustee of the Board of Trustees.
Of the Port Malabar.
Of the Port Malabar.
Holiday Park.
Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Mobile Home Park.
Recreation District.
Recreation District.
On which I am now.
Of which I am now.
About to enter.
About to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
That's it. Have a seat.
Next, we are ready for the manager's report.
Good evening, everyone. I'll start out with the doors in the lobby, rec hall, and the billiards room have all been installed. The finished carpentry work will be final by the end of this week. We have some things that we have to address with the installation. However, they look great, and I think it's a really nice addition. So we haven't had our final inspections yet, so we're still waiting on that. The last of the two office computers have been installed, and all the data has been transferred. All computers are now networked, and all programs are running excellent, to include FilePro. The new hot water heaters in the bathrooms are installed and working. It is awesome to have hot water in the bathrooms. I just go in just to wash my hands. The kitchen hot water heater has been installed as well. The gas man will be here Wednesday to hook up the propane. The baseboards in the lobby, understanding that it's been a little sore subject, they are installed now. I think it looks good. If you'll notice in the laundry room, it's the same thing. They have the tile, and they've been in there for over 3 years with the same material, and there's been no problem with them falling off the wall or cracking. Lori and Jean met this week to continue updating and work on the Holiday Park website. They've made amazing progress, really good stuff. The updates should be completed in a few weeks. Then we will keep the site updated. We did receive the check from FMIT, the insurance company. All of the parts for the Americana fence have been ordered. Work, we hope, will begin on May 8th. The fence company will repair the fence by the grounds compound at the same time. If you go by there, you'll notice that all the overgrowth along that fence between the fence with the fabric and the wood fence, all of it's been cleared out, and then the wood fence has been repaired. We can't do the fabric fence in-house, so we're going to have them pull it out and repair it while they're here for the Americana fence as well. The pool deck chairs will start shipping around May 1st. So they should be in, hopefully, by the time a lot of people leave, they'll be able to see them. From what I understand is in the past, residents had the opportunity to purchase the chairs that are there on the deck now. If anyone is interested, just let me know, and we'll see what we can do. They're looking pretty bad, though. I don't know if we can salvage maybe a half a dozen or a dozen. We will go through them, though, at that time. The gazebo has been ordered. I've scheduled the delivery date for around September 15th, 2019. I'm a little bit concerned because they're manufactured in Pennsylvania. So my concern is making sure that it adheres to the wind rate and everything with the city of Palm Bay. So we may have to make some special provisions once we get it. The bocce court oyster shell material has been ordered as well. The delivery for that will be in June of 2019. Rod Lindsay has put the diagrams on the exterior, so we'll know where to drill the holes so the water can drain out properly on the bottom. Okay, I mentioned about the space by the compound where the employees are. That's all cleaned up. That area is, we did hay and seed it, and it's coming along really nice. It's the grass is growing. However, it needs some TLC. So anybody, again, getting back to Jack's statement about finding someone to help out with the green spaces and what we're going to do, that area needs some attention, maybe some flowers, some more benches. It's really a nice area, very, very peaceful. Anybody has any suggestions, please come forward and let us know, and we'll be happy to work with you. The same goes for the green space on Berry Court. That is a really nice area. If anyone has any suggestions or would like to join any type of a committee to help with those areas, it would be much greatly appreciated. I would do it, but I would feel more comfortable if we had a committee do it. So that's where we are with that. The rear pond is coming around. The odor is gone. He was here today, and he gave it one more treatment. The rainy season is coming, so we're not going to be doing any more treatments, but it has cleared up, and it looks really good. I do have some footnotes that I didn't actually put on the report. I will be attending a workshop next Tuesday and Wednesday, and it is going to be learning Excel, and it'll introduce me and become more proficient with the program on the computer. This summer, I'll be working very closely with Joe here on the board, and we're going to be working with trying to get a comprehensive bundle from AT&T, canceling the Spectrum contract that we have, and taking it from there. Right now, we're paying for 703 homes 12 months out of the year when a lot of people are not here during the winter. Plus, we're paying for probably 30, 40 homes that absolutely are not in use. So we're just kind of throwing money out the window. So we're going to really get a good handle on that. Joe's already been working on that. He's been discussing this with DirecTV and with AT&T to try to get a good bundle together. that he can they can offer to us. And then instead of having individual dishes on homes, there can be some areas where they can just put like a main dish. Did I get that right, Joe?
They'll put in a big, you know, you've seen them dishes around, big giant dishes. It could be out here in our green area, just, this thing doesn't work too good. But a big giant dish would take care of so many homes, rather than the, you know, the 640 dishes on 640 homes.
And we'll make sure that it looks good. You know, there'll be vegetation or there'll be something where it's not going to look like a flying saucer in the middle of the park.
Are we also working with Spectrum to see if they'll renegotiate after we get a better deal from?
Well, I'm going
to
do that too.
Okay.
They already gave us a deal, basically. They have 703 times 37.
No, that's fine. I just
want
to make sure they could still, you know. If
of course they will.
Keep as many people.
Yes, Wi-Fi, yes. TV. We're going to do everything we can. Telephone, cell phone, everything we can get out of them, we're going to try. Everything. So,
if we do the TV, is you know something we can try to work. They might give a discount on something else, like a lot of people who have internet, you know. So maybe we can work something on that. So if we do the deal with the TV, they maybe give us a deal on the internet. Obviously, I'll try to get whatever I can. I know how it works pretty much.
Excuse, did you say DirecTV?
That's what they have. I've had DirecTV. It's pretty good. I mean, some people say, "Oh, when I might miss
every
the football
time it
game.
Rained, I didn't have TV." Yeah.
But I think you know it's more sophisticated now than it was.
Plus, all the fiber optics are underground. So
right.
that's another plus.
Right, right. Well, I'm hoping that it'll go through our fiber optics. They put the big dish over here in the field. You know, we have it running over here to the building. They'll go from there to there, and that'll connect to everything. I mean, I don't know if one will be enough. You might have to put two in. I don't know. I'll talk to them about it. I'll let you all know what's going on.
And then, okay, we've had an issue with the numbers on the mailboxes. They need to be on both sides of the mailbox. Also, the numbers on the homes. I came up with an idea. I haven't really presented it to the board. I'm just going to share a thought that I have with you. And if we purchase the numbers in bulk and say 0 through 9 and we have them here at the office, it might be easier for people to come up to the office to purchase the numbers. I'm not sure. It's just a thought. You know, if we buy them in bulk, we could probably get them super inexpensive. And it would be very, very convenient for everyone. And it's really a safe thing to do, too, you know, with the fire department and so forth. Anyway, that was just a thought. I want to give special thanks to Bob Shearer for helping with all of our plumbing needs. He was very instrumental in converting our electric hot water heater to gas and getting the hot water into the restrooms. And also very, very helpful with the doors, with the construction and so forth. So that was really awesome. Thank you, Bob. And then I don't know if you want to say anything. It's not fit. They're not finished yet. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind when you look at them and say, what? No, they're not done. We're waiting for the finished carpentry to be done, and we have a few other little issues, but it's in the works. And also, I'm working with Bruce Crabb on compiling a comprehensive trustee handbook. Bruce has been researching all of the info needed for the new trustees coming on board. These handbooks, it's long overdue. So the handbooks are going to be very, very precise. Anyway, every one of them will be up to date, and he's been diligently working hard on this. What we will do is we'll have all of the updates available to all of the trustees. So you can come in with your book, and we can go through them, and you can see if you have everything. It's basically what's been in the books before, deed restrictions and so forth. Anyway, we do have a couple of them complete. So thank you, Bruce. And I think that's it for me.
Thank you, Cherie.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to accept her report?
I make a motion to accept Cherie's report.
Moved.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay, under old business, a couple of things with projects. The completion of floor molding in the rec area and lobby will continue as planned if you came in that way, and that's about the only way I think, well, some might come from the backside there, but that is now complete.
I can't talk to you because I'm going to be reporting.
The shuffleboard courts, we are awaiting a presentation from Jim Gahan.
Strike the courts to national standards. The
guarantee is all work against defects in workmanship or materials for a period of 2 years from the date of completion. It excludes normal wear and tear, physical abuse or neglect, or any other conditions beyond the contractor's control. They're saying, of course, proper tennis shoes must be worn at all times, and that's about it. Everything else is, yep, $57.50 for the four courts for that one. What he was saying on the others, the $59.60, what do we do? Oh, that's the buy the material and do it yourself. It's the same type of thing, but buy the material and do it yourself. And they want $59.60. That's what it would cost for the four courts. And the $6,000 one, I think, is pretty much like that first one. They're going to do glass beads also.
No.
It's a stage for it, yeah. I don't understand it, but he talked about three of these people, I guess. Did you? Yeah. And this one from for $57.50, you get the best bang for your buck. They're going to do all the work, and they guarantee it for 2 years. You all have a copy, right?
Yep.
So what do you see the prices for the four courts?
Joanne, we have two quotes here from this NIDY, N-I-D-Y. One says $5,000, and then the other, it's just a verbal quote for $6,000. What are we looking at?
I don't know.
What's this?
He hasn't seen the
$5,000. This one? You haven't seen this one?
Yes.
How did we get it?
I did. I met with him, and they emailed me that quote several months. That was back in February.
Okay.
And then the committee started, and I just held on to the paperwork that I had, and then we just compared it as time went on.
So I don't know if that's comparable to the 57, the 5750, if that's comparable to that?
I don't think they were going to do as extensive of a job as the other one.
Yeah.
The one for 57.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty extensive.
Very extensive, very.
Yeah, they're basically taking the pads off and resurfacing the concrete, not resurfacing it, filling the cracks in the depressions. And then are they just going to repaint that, or are they going to put another surface over the top? So it will have some thickness, that some wear use. It won't be just like a paint. I mean, it'll really, and it, yeah, that's what I mean. But it will stand up more, and it does have exterior. It's an exterior product. And now when they were talking about the proper shoes, are they just talking tennis shoes? And I can't really see where the tennis shoes, once you're walking through the ground and some of the dirt and you pick up gravel in a tennis shoe, you're going to, I mean, I guess I'm looking at, are they going to say, well, our warranty's no good because we have people out there walking in, you know, loafers and stuff like that.
Well, you shouldn't be walking out anyway. When we do play shuffle, we ask people not to walk.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really works. That really works well for guests. I mean, but
you got a point there.
But you will. But we could. You could put. You would probably do some signs and stuff, too. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. Okay, on the sport, for $57.50, they don't say anything about grinding. The Nindy is going to grind. I had a driveway that was bonded. The only way you can't. If they're going to do this, you're going to have problems. You got to grind down the surface completely. It says a power washer, power blow court, remove loose dirt and mildew and oil. I'm just saying, if you don't grind off the surface, because they got to use diamond blades, because I had them do my driveway over in Leesburg, when you have them painted, you got to grind that old stuff off. It doesn't say that, though. It doesn't say that. Well, we need it. We need that.
Yeah.
Because if they don't grind it off and they just do this, the paint will not stay on there for a long period of time, okay?
Okay.
I can take care of that for you, Jim. I need to talk to him tomorrow anyway. Whatever you guys tell me to do.
Any other questions? Somebody want to make a motion? No. To accept the quote?
Okay. I will accept this. They're going to grind it
down. Is there any way that he would be able to include that in this quote that about grinding it down? Because then I'm going to make a motion to table this until it's written in writing. We can't approve anything that's not in writing.
Okay. Why can't we just vote on it? If we get the statement in writing tomorrow that they're going to grind it down with those diamond blades, as I know that's the way it's supposed to be done, then why don't we just go with it? That seems like to be the better deal, this one here. Why table it?
I would accept it if
they modify it for the same price and grind it down with those diamond blades. I had it done in my driveway, and the most expensive part
that,
is grinding it off.
I understand that, but you're saying we should accept this without having it in writing.
No.
If.
No, but
if
we can vote on it. If she gets to
we'll vote.
Okay tomorrow.
In writing.
Why don't we just go and vote for it now and just go ahead and accept it? When they give us this in writing tomorrow, signed, sealed, and delivered, we go with it.
I'll have them email it to me.
We won't sign anything until that's on the paper.
Correct.
Everybody understand that?
I make a motion we accept the sport service bid with the extra step of grinding down be put on it before we officially go ahead.
I'll go ahead and second that.
With the same price, yeah.
The same price, yes. And they got to grind that surface down, and that stuff all's got to be removed.
Okay, it's been moved.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign.
Who seconded
motion
that?
Carried. Joe. Keith, under new business, do you have anything to add to the
healthcare
benefit?
Other than I'm going to start bringing what we're going to pay as a board towards it, because I have the two policies now, and so I will get actual closer numbers to what we will do with the percentage of how much we're paying.
Could you get an estimate of how many employees would go for the gold? And how many would upgrade? Just so
okay,
we have
yeah,
information.
We can do that. We can do that.
And I think you should explain it. I think you should have a meeting with all of the employees to explain them what's going on anyway.
Yeah, I'll get that then.
time for public comment.
Oh, I turned it on. That's better. Okay, I am the contact for HPPOA, and they've asked me to send a letter to Cherie, which I did, and make sure that I read it tonight. It is HPPOA when they buy things that are part of the building or that belong to the building, turn them over to the district. And this year, they have purchased 3 wooden desks, 4 72-inch square folding tables, 1 electric warming cabinet, 6 round tables, 2 sandwich boards, and 1 electric piano, which they turned over to the district for a total of $4,736.71. And that does not include their contribution to the gazebo. Okay. Sherry has a copy for the file, right?
I do. What was that, 47 what?
Oh, God.
47.
47, 36, 71.
47, 36. I can't.
Okay.
47, 36, 71.
Other comments?
Marcia Shearer. Holiday Park. I am first vice president of the HPPO. I've only been on here for a year. Anyways, I would like to know when the gazebo was approved and if we could have that in writing because we made a commitment towards that. So we need something from the board to say that that was approved and when it was approved. So that we can go forward.
I'm going to respond only. I know I did get an email from Jody requesting that information, and she said she looked in the past minutes and did not see a motion to approve. If it's not in the minutes, then the motion wasn't made. I do remember it up for discussion. I truthfully don't remember a motion being made.
So. Okay. I know several people come to us for approval of different things.
That's say, right.
You know, can you pay for half of this while we do whatever? And from now on, our purpose, and I know I'm not the president, but I believe that I'm speaking on behalf of the board, that we will not approve anything that comes our way at a meeting until
Marcia, I was under the impression that it was approved at a board meeting.
Yes.
I'll have to go through the minutes. I'm 99% that they had approved it. Rod Lindsay had presented it, and they said $3,000 from HPPOA and $3,000 from the park. And I believe it was unanimously approved. No, it would have been within the last 6 weeks.
No, I think there was a discussion, and we said, "Oh, that sounds good." I don't know that a motion was made to approve that.
Well, then I stand corrected if it was not approved.
Okay,
I thought we did too.
Shall we do that now? Then
yes,
let's just don't worry about looking up. We'll just make a motion that we approve the purchase of the gazebo that's been bought already.
Oh. I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that the gazebo be approved by the Board of Trustees.
Who seconded
it? I did second it.
Do we have the amount?
I thought it was like $6,000 and $3,000 would come from HPPOA and we'd pay the other $3,000?
Yeah.
I know that we agreed to
pay him.
Yeah.
Right.
So if the board can then submit to Jody a letter saying that you have approved it, then we will go forward. We agreed to $3,000. We
Okay, I believe that was the last.
What we see in board agenda from April 8th was that HPPOA approved. But it doesn't say board approved. We thought we had an answer, but that's another step.
Okay, cool.
So you made a motion and it's been seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Other discussion?
Oh, could she accept the what we put in the minutes? Do we have to write her a formal letter? It'll be in the minutes, and she could take that.
Wasn't aware of that, but we can talk about that issue.
We used to have a rep every meeting. We had a rep there. And also, I missed this, that when you guys were passed the paperwork, the time for the meeting is at 9:30, not 10. So if you change it on your notes, that would be great.
A.M.
9:30.
A.M.
All meetings are now 9:30? So we're saying, you're saying what you just corrected and we approved is now being corrected.
What day?
First and third Tuesdays.
After the first Monday.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I make a motion we amend the ACC to the time to be changed to 9:30 instead of 9. Oh, instead of 10. Okay.
It's now 9:30.
All in favor of that motion that we amend what we just passed?
The meeting
that
will be
we meet at 9:30. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Next.
Then around 2008, we had a survey for a new home. About that time,
did the work tore up the survey fence on one side. So we came to the park about it, and nothing really was done. So we had it resurveyed. And when my husband resurveyed it, he had these electronic bulbs put in where the survey pins were, so we would never lose those pins again if anything ever came wrong. He worked for a utility company and had that availability. So recently there was some more work being done on this property. I think the AT&T crew went through. And also, about 10 days ago, we sold that property. We sold that property to some folks that are going to be putting in a new home there. So we went out there to show them where the pins were, because the flags have long been gone, but where the pins were, we were able to find them easier because there's electronic balls. What we discovered was one of the survey pins is out of the ground completely and laying on top of the ground because of the trench of the work that was being done. And another one had the electronic ball that was out of it, and the pin was completely bent in a big circle. So it's not my property anymore, so it's kind of a little bit more of a funny issue working with trying to get this resolved. But the owners know about it, and the pins and the electronic balls that were there is enough to keep them knowing. It's enough to put a new home in. My comment is, if that happened to me on our property two times, it's probably not the only house that, or the only property that that has happened to. So FYI, in the future, look for your pins. You might want to look for them now before you ever need them, because it may not be there. And if we had not had those balls there, we would be having to get another third survey in that property.
Any other comments?
I got a comment on that, what you just said. I mean, I got a thing stuck on my door from AT&T, and they said on that notice on my door, right over in Shell Court, they said that they would repair any damage, that's damage, to any homeowners in here. So, I mean, did you contact AT&T with the new owners?
Yes, I can comment to that. I saw that notice, too, one of the neighbors gave it to me on another property that I own, at 337 Holiday Park, where they took a lot of debris that wherever they were cleaning, I don't know what they were doing with this gravel and debris, and they shoved it underneath a native. If you know me, you know that I'm into gardening a little bit, and I have a deal with native plants, and I have an area there that is native, and they shoved all that stuff underneath it where you wouldn't be seen. However, I didn't know that, and I went in there to prune that area for my neighbor so she could see out of her driveway, and discovered all this garbage up there. So I did call AT&T, and I'm still waiting for someone to come out.
Well, I seem if they don't fix these problems, I think, well, the board will get involved, and we'll get it done.
Yes.
Because they gave us that thing, and they have to go by it.
I didn't want to. I thought I could probably fight on my own the gravel and the dirt and the planting.
Well,
it doesn't seem like a major issue, but losing your survey pins could be a big deal.
Well,
so that's why I'm telling that.
They need to do what they said they...
Well, I thank you for that, Teresa, and I've commented at previous meetings. We do have an ongoing list for AT&T to come in and expose some of the water meters and so forth. So if anyone has a problem, please come to the office. They're not finished. You'll see the trucks are still here troubleshooting and finishing up. So whatever issues anyone may have, please come to the office and let's get it done. And another thing, too, is with negotiating with a new bundle with them, they're going to be more than happy to try to accommodate and make us happy as well. So just keep that in mind.
I believe we don't have a contract.
We had it
right now.
We had
a proposal. I've reviewed the proposal. That's all I've seen.
No. We have a ten year contract with Spectrum.
It goes to 2022.
I don't believe
it's the contract with 2021.
Till 2022.
Till 2022. And each year it goes up a percentage. I think it was 3 or 5%. Yes, and it started out.
It's one contract for 10 years, yeah.
And it was extremely reasonable.
Any other comments? Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. In your discussion with the health insurance, you just asked Keith to talk with the employees. I think you have to make up your mind what you're voting on. Are we going to give them 100%, or are we going to make them pay 20%?
We haven't discussed that.
Well, why? How can he be talking with them if he don't know?
Because I'm just going to ask them what kind of insurance they want, whether it's a regular insurance, a platinum insurance, or a family insurance, or that. And then we'll discuss.
But I think it's fair for them to know what they got to pay.
We will before we have them. Before we sit down and ask them to pick one for good, we will know all that.
I don't see why the board just can't vote on what they want right now. Either we're going to pay 100% or we're going to pay 80%.
Because I'm going to give them more information.
Any other questions? Any other discussion? If not, I await a motion to adjourn. Oh, sorry, trustee comments. Anybody?
Thank you for coming and welcome, new board member.
Joanne?
No.
Any comment? Joe? Any comment? Barb? Sherry? All right, thank you for coming.
I make a motion we adjourn. I make a motion we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Cast.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign?
We tried that.